116th Congress convenes today in Washington, and it's a government divided, with a 40-seat swing that gave Democrats the advantage in the House and a 53-47 margin of power for the Republicans in the Senate. So what can we expect from this new class of lawmakers, and will anything actually get accomplished in the next 2 years? Well, for those questions, I'm turning to The Takeaways' Amy Walter, the host of Politics with Amy Walter and the national editor of the Cook Political Report. Thanks for joining us, Amy, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Tanzina. We made it.
We did. By the skin of our teeth, but we did. But you know what? It's also a new year for Congress, and there's a little thing called a shutdown that's happening. I'm wondering, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what is the timeline for funding, you know, the government?
Yeah, it sure seems like this would be something that both folks would want to get resolved as folks coming back to Washington. You know, it's easy to talk about the shutdown theoretically when you're a member of Congress, but when you are back in town, not when you're back at home, this stuff seems to become more real. And also the realities of people who are in government service who are not getting paychecks will become more real as well. So there does need to be an end to this stalemate. But as of today, the president seems very dug in, as do Democrats, about what they are proposing.
Okay, so we'll have to wait to see what happens as the new Democratic majority in the House passes a bill to end the shutdown today. And for those of you paying attention at home, by the way, today marks day 13 of that shutdown. But Amy, I want to pivot to a bunch of new rules changes that have also been rolled out for the House. What can you tell us about this new rules package?
The most interesting thing in the new rules package that was rolled out on Sunday seems to focus on a couple of things. One is the ability to raise the debt ceiling. The House now saying we're no longer going to have that vote. It's automatic, basically automatically going to go through. Once we hit the debt limit, it will no longer be subject to a vote by Congress. It will be raised. But part of the rules package also told members that if we're going to pass anything, it has to follow what is called the PAYGO rule. In other words, we're not going to pass stuff that's not paid for in one way, shape, or form, either in raising of taxes to pay for it or cutting other spending to pay for it. What we're seeing, at least early on, we'll see where it goes from here, is a little bit of pushback from some of the more progressive members, specifically Representative Ocasio-Cortez, who is objecting to this, saying that, look, there's no way possible for us to push a more progressive legislation through if we're hamstringing ourselves by this set of rules. This is a rule that needs to be waived. Ultimately, though, I think what we're seeing in this new rules package, what we'll see from this new Democratic Congress, certainly what I'm looking for, is whether or not the party that was formerly in the minority decides to be more magnanimous now that they are in the majority. And that's always hard to do, right? When you've served in the minority and you've been at the whim of the majority, oftentimes you feel like you have been taken advantage of and you can now return the favor. It's retribution time. And ultimately, how magnanimous or how focused Democrats are also will depend on whatever else is happening in other parts of the government.
You mentioned Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I'm wondering, you know, a couple weeks ago after the election, there was sort of this, or at least the media was focusing a lot on the tension, quote unquote, between this new freshman class that's coming in and more established Democrats. That tension seems to have subsided somewhat, but do you see that being an issue? There are a lot of freshman folks coming in this Congress.
Yeah, you know, when you're in the minority, the one thing that keeps you unified, of course, is that you're all in the minority, you don't have much say, and that you're unified in your opposition to the Republican Party, or in this case, to the president, who also happens to be a Republican. That can help keep you unified. When you're in charge and you get to set the rules and you get to set the agenda, well, that's when tensions really start to come to the fore. But I think what will be helpful, interestingly enough, in keeping them unified is the president himself. And I think this showdown about the shutdown is a prime example of this. The one big difference, though, Tanzina, between the incoming class and the people who are currently in office, the incumbents who are there, is that this new incoming class, I met a bunch of these folks when they were running. I've talked to them since they've won their seats. This is a very diverse class, both in terms of who they are, women, people of color, LGBTQ. This is the biggest Democratic class since Watergate. But they also come from very different backgrounds. Most of these folks have never been in elective office. They didn't ever think they were going to run for elected office. And so they are coming in with very different expectations. Many of them are also coming in representing districts that are pretty conservative, or at least have voted conservatively, have voted for Republicans. So they have a very different agenda and goals than, say, someone like Ocasio-Cortez, who represents a much more liberal district. And so balancing those needs is really the job of Nancy Pelosi. But fundamentally, and this is, we're going to talk about this week on Politics with Amy Walter, we're talking to a bunch of these new members and the new committee chairmen, who are Democrats, about what they expect to see in this new Congress. And could there ever be a chance to see actual bipartisanship on issues that both sides have been saying for years they can work together on?
Right.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure, right? We've been talking about border security, drug prices, for example. Do you see any potential with this new Congress for some compromise on any of these issues?
That is exactly the question that I'm asking all of them. And I think the fundamental challenge is about trust, not about policy. If you are a Democrat, you've been in Congress for the last 2 years, and you have thought that you could find common ground with the president, you might have been happy at various times to hear him tweet about, we want to do infrastructure, I'm working with Chuck and Nancy, or a deal to make sure that these dreamers are covered, only to see those deals fall apart. And so ultimately, that to me is the biggest impediment to things getting done.
Amy Walter is the host of The Takeaways, Politics with Amy Walter, and also an editor with the Cook Political Report. Amy, thank you as always for your insights into Washington.
You're very welcome.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, with print and marketing solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage and banners. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.